Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Medium Matters. I'm your host, Chantel, and I have my always bestie with me, Miss Marie Rose.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. So you guys, we're back for part two of the throwback episode, which has been so much fun. Listening to these episodes has been a lot of fun. And hopefully we brought up some fun stuff in the first one.
There's so many. I forgot so many things.
You know?
Funny things.
Yeah, super funny things. So, I mean, I'm going to start off by saying, and I'll probably end by saying this too. I have had so much fun recording this podcast, creating this, researching, actually doing the recordings, like from start to finish. It's just been so much fun. And I was telling Marie the other day that, you know, we have Lily record with us every now and then. I recently did an episode with my cousin, and we, you know, have talked about doing episodes with other people. We actually did with another podcast. We did a collaboration, and that was a lot of fun. But there is something about the person that you regularly record with. There's a partnership. There's an understanding. There's that, like, deer in the headlights where you're like, oh crap, rescue me. They come in and they bring some content, or they, you know, kickstart the conversation again or whatever it is. So if you are a podcaster and you have a partner or partners, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's a flow that you have, and it's just magic. So I am so fortunate to get to do this with you and with everybody. I mean, with my cousin too, and with the other podcasters that we have collaborated with, and those in the future that we will collaborate with, because we get invitations all the time. And now that things are starting to, I don't want to say slow down, because that's not a thing.
Settle down?
Yeah. Yeah. A new normal.
Yeah.
A new normal for sure.
Getting into the new groove.
Yes. So now that we're getting into a new groove and the schedules are aligning a little better, we can start collaborating again with some other podcasters, because that is always fun.
Oh, yeah.
Join forces and, you know, talk about something that we don't usually talk about, and they come on and talk about something that they don't typically talk about, or whatever the case. So lots of fun. Lots of fun.
Always. More the merrier.
Yes, the more the merrier for sure. So let's get down to it and get into the nitty gritty. So last time we went through pretty much the first half of season one. So we don't need to go in order. No bigs. Like, you know, and we definitely want to bring the content that you guys want to hear. So we left off with the Ghost Brothers last time. I'm pretty sure we did.
And I am so excited. They got picked up for season three.
Right?
We're going to have to stalk them. We'll have to find out where they're going.
I know. I know. I saw something over the weekend about them getting picked up. And
yeah, I saw it on Twitter.
Yeah, maybe it was on Twitter where I saw that. So, and it was like, it was super brief. Like I got a little notification, and then it got lost in all my notifications because I get way too many notifications. And I was like, oh my God, what? Is that a thing? And then I forgot about it, as I tend to do. And then you sent me the text.
Yeah, I saw it on Twitter, and you know, it was, you know, hashtag season three.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually had to dig into the comments. Somebody had said, hey, I can't find you. And they said, you know, we're on Destination America for seasons one and two, and the Travel Channel for season three. So that just got picked up.
Oh, the Travel Channel?
I believe that's what it was. Yeah.
No way.
And so that's when I texted you, because it's like, oh, that means they're going to be filming soon.
Yes.
So
yay.
It'd be really cool. Yay. If they came to anywhere in our region, because, mm-hmm, you know, they did let us play with their equipment last time.
Not the good stuff.
What's the little cylinder that lights up?
Oh,
when there's spirits in the room.
Yes. The oh crap, why is that escaping me right now?
I can't think of it.
Dang. And we talked about getting some equipment,
right?
Which we still will, because Marie and I have talked about, I know it's been a while, but we've talked about doing some investigations. I don't like to call them ghost hunts, because that makes me feel bad. We're not hunting ghosts. We're just investigating.
What are you going to do? Kill them again?
I know. Like, we're hunting tonight. No, not a thing. So, yeah, we've talked about it, and there's the EMF, and there's the, God, it's like on the tip of my tongue. This is annoying. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can't think of it either.
This is bugging me. This is going
to... But we got to see it when we met them.
And, we did, yeah.
And that was, it was fun.
It was a lot of fun. So we talked about this in the last episode, but we're going to recap. So this is when my little bird friend broke her foot or leg or both. And was that considered the leg?
Ankle.
Ankle.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a clean break.
Mm-hmm. So, that is where we left off. It was talking about the poltergeist episode.
Right.
I am just kidding. Okay, then. So this is fun. We get to talk about, episode 9, which was Paranormal Party and Ghost Brothers 2. Yay! See,
that
you know
was
what?
Such a fun night.
See, I thought we left off with that, but we did not.
No, we did not.
That's where we're supposed to pick up. Okay.
That's right. That's right.
I am literally so excited right now. I can't even tell you. Okay. So let's throw back, like go back in time. Let's get in the DeLorean and go back to the summer of 2017.
Yes.
That's so long ago.
It's been about a year and a half.
Oh my God.
Yeah, almost 2 years. Almost.
So you know what? I need to look up and see if Paracon is, when Paracon is going on so we can go.
Oh, okay.
If you're here.
Okay. I'll get my amethyst out and my sage and...
Don't break anything this time. It's not necessary.
No, I will try my best not to
break
anything.
If it's someone good like Ghost Brothers, I will fake a damn injury.
Hey, yeah, that broken ankle got us into the elevator.
Yeah. I'll be like, no, someone said, I need you to carry me.
Yes, because they were being whisked away to the second floor. Everybody had to take the stairs. The Ghost Brothers... got special treatment because they were the guest of honor.
They don't walk upstairs.
No, so they
get carried upstairs.
They got into the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to go because I had a cane and a boot and was gimpy. And I am like, okay, come on, Chantel, come with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're cool and collected. Mm-hmm. At least I am.
I'm not.
And Chantel is frozen and big, like, wide-eyed. And I'm like, you know, we just chill, get in the elevator, go on up. As they are introducing them, they're introducing themselves to us. Like, we don't know who they are.
Well, I feel like...
And I'm like, well, hello. It's nice to meet you.
Do you remember, though, we were sitting in the theater. We were at the Imogene Theater.
Yeah.
Which is when we did that episode, and or where we went to do the investigation for that episode.
Right.
And we're sitting in there waiting for the Ghost Brothers to arrive. And I turn around to look at the door and there is Daylan Spratt. And I lost my S. Like, I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. And we were like in the process of getting up and getting herded around. And you're right. Everybody was being asked to go upstairs so we can get the investigation started. And we went over there. Marie, you know, on her... cane, and we had our friend with us, and as we make our way, one of the organizers saw Marie and was speaking with her while I was fangirling over Daylan and talking to him and Jawan. I think they were both
so
over there.
Sweet. Yeah.
Oh my God, so dreamy, these guys. Like, literally as nice as they are and as funny as they are on TV, like, that's
genuine.
Yes.
Genuine.
They are who they are. There's no, I mean, I don't know for sure. I can't say that definitively. Like, they may have left there and been total D's. I don't know, but I doubt it. I super doubt it.
Poke, pokey, owe me a Coke.
I know, jinx. But these guys, so nice. So yeah, one of the organizers is talking to Marie, sees her on her little cane, her broken wing. And he's like, oh, yeah, let's take the elevator. Don't go up the stairs. And she's like, but my friends. And he said, bring them. And it just so happens we took the same elevator ride as the Ghost Brothers. Well, two-thirds. Because Marcus and his wife had just had a baby.
That's right.
So he was still in Atlanta.
So he was excused. Mm-hmm. We'll forgive him this time, but you better be there next time.
We'll forgive him, yeah. But we didn't love it.
I got, you know, we got to hear him say, pop the trunk.
That's right. That's right. Because, and we need to see it happen.
Right.
When they take, God, I'm still trying to think of the name of that damn piece of equipment. Oh, this is frustrating.
You almost have it. You almost have it.
The rim. As I stare at you.
We're going to have to Google it.
We're going to have to giggle. Damn it. The rim rod. Damn it. It's going to come to me. Anyway, we ride the elevator. You guys, I'm going to take extra long on this one because I love it so much.
Oh, it was such a fun night.
It was a super fun night. So we go up the elevator with the Ghost Brothers. They're super nice. We do the investigation. We weren't with them the whole time. They were floating. Like, they broke us up into groups because there were so many people. So they were group hopping and just super nice. We were in some tight spaces like the attic. And when we were up in the attic, we were with them.
Right.
They happened to be in our group. We weren't stalking them.
No, they stalked us.
Yeah, they stalked us because we're just amazing. So we were in this tight space. And Jawan was talking with us, and you know, Daylan was working. Jawan was not; he was hanging with us.
Oh yeah,
and it was just—I
felt
like
he was my stalker.
Yeah,
at least that's the story I'm telling.
He stalked you; I stalked him. It's all good. And our other friend was like, "Why are we here?" I am fangirling. Marie is like, just didn't even care how embarrassing I was. She didn't care. You were just so supportive.
It was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
And
yeah.
They were so nice.
I know. And then they invited us, remember, to go to McGuire's after.
They did invite us.
Yes.
And we were so tired.
Go. No, that's not why we didn't go.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
We didn't go for other reasons.
Oh, well. Okay. We'll go next time.
It wasn't in the stars. It's fine. Whatevs.
We'll go next time.
I know.
Hey,
we'll go next time.
We were invited.
We were invited.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. John was like, hey, we're going to McGuire's after. Why don't you guys come with us? And I was like, oh my God, yes. Yes, I will sit on your lap. I know you didn't ask me to, but I will. Just kidding, guys. I'm not a whore. Every day.
And plus, remember his girlfriend?
Daylan's girlfriend.
Yes,
yeah.
Daylan's girlfriend.
She was so nice.
Oh, gosh, she was so much fun.
I was really mad that she was so nice.
Why?
Because it would have made it easier to hate her.
Oh my gosh. Don't you want Daylan to be with somebody nice?
Me. No, she was nice. They were nice. It was a fun night. It definitely wasn't the investigation we thought it was going to be.
No, not at all.
Yeah, it's not the TV investigation because there were so many, like almost 50 people, I think. 40-something, 45?
Something like that. And they broke us into groups, like you said, and we did different parts of the theater.
Yeah.
It was almost like stations in school.
Right, it was.
You know, and then
it's like circuit training.
Right, and everybody went to different parts of the theater and we just kind of circled and didn't you have some experiences while we were there, like when we were in the museum area?
I remember.
Or was it upstairs? There was a little boy or something.
I don't remember everything. I do remember, without looking at show notes and re-listening to the episode, that when we were in that main area where they had seated us when we first got there,
oh yeah,
there was that lady.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe she didn't.
That's when I got lightheaded.
Yeah, there was that lady that kept walking around. Just off the top of my head, I remember that one.
Yeah. I mean, we had some experiences there. And not through equipment either. It was just through feeling.
REM pod. REM pod? REM pod?
Yeah, I think you got it.
Is that the REM pod?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Oh, thank God. Thanks, angels. The REM pod. Oh, God.
I think, yeah.
The little round light up guy.
Yeah.
Dang, that was going to bug me all night. God, you guys know what I'm talking about. It's so frustrating when that happens. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm glad you remembered it now. I didn't want to text at 2 a.m.
And I would have.
You would have. I would have been okay with it.
Out of my sleep, I know.
It's like, yeah, okay, yep, that's it. That's it, girl.
So yeah, really fun night. And I mean, it was a fun night overall. Like, we just made it an experience. We went and had dinner, which that pizza place was amazing.
Oh, yeah, that retro, retro 50s, 60s pizza place that's right behind the theater.
Yeah, they had a bunch of retro games and toys, and it was really cool. It was a fun night. I liked it a lot.
And that I remember meeting that family ran over to us wanting to be saged because one of the boys had gotten touched by a ghost. And he was so freaked out that the teenage boys, they were running over to our car wanting to be saged.
So we saged when we left, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
we weren't bringing any of that crap home from the theater.
We've had enough experiences. So we did. That's right. I forgot about that.
And they were such a nice family.
Yeah, super nice. And they did run over and get saged. And it was a lot of fun. Oh, and then the other organizer, I don't remember her name, but she is also intuitive.
Right. She's one of the local mediums in our area and quite popular.
And she did like a gallery reading at the beginning when we were waiting for the guys to show up.
That's
and
right.
It was really cool, you guys. So she has a gift that I have never seen before. Basically, and I don't remember if we talked about it in the episode.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. Anyway, basically the way she works is her reading is she can actually see your home by having you in her space.
Yeah.
So by her being in your energy field, she can see the space that you are referring to. So when someone said, you know, we have activity in our home or whatever, she would say, I mean, she would like give detail about the space, and you have a flag hanging here and a mirror hanging here.
The layout of your house.
Yes. Like in detail. I was like, dang, this girl is amazing.
Yeah. She was pretty neat.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen that before or since. That was a really neat thing. I'm so happy I remembered that.
Yeah, she was good.
Mm-hmm. She was really good. So, okay, that's enough about that one episode that I could talk about. Like, I could just re-record that because it was so much fun. And I am sorry that you got hurt, but I'm really happy that you were hurt for that event.
Oh, the things I do for you.
I know. It is true love, you guys. True love.
Yes.
I mean, we get it. We get it. Okay, so next up. This is our first and so far only collaboration with another podcaster, because then, you know, Houston happened and things got really crazy. But we did episode 10 in season one, which was Disturbing Disappearances in Alaska with Don't Break the Oath.
Those guys are so sweet.
Yes, they were so nice. And honestly, like, I could have just listened to them talk all day with those cool accents. And oh my God, it was Lee and Andy.
Yes.
So super nice. And that was like, I remember researching to record that episode because we were doing it over Skype because the guys are in England. And so we were working out the time difference. We were working out all kinds of stuff. And I was like, oh my God, I hope this works. If it doesn't work, I mean, people do it all the time. Something happens to the recording, you have to do it a second time. But it's always that first one where you have so much of the magic. To try to recreate it is challenging. And not to say that the second or third try is not better, but there's something about that first one. It's so authentic and it captures so many of your on the spot thoughts that you just can't get back. So I'm very happy it worked out.
Me too.
We did not have to re-record that because I read so much stuff about people saying, oh, just record two tracks. You record yours on your side, have them record theirs. And this is just background stuff, guys. This doesn't make it into the episode. This is just behind the scenes stuff where I was so nervous. I'm like, oh God, please work, please. So
it was our first collaboration. So that was nerve-wracking.
Yes.
You know, you have two established podcasters taking on, you know, the new girls on the block.
Yes. And they were so sweet. They were super sweet. And you and I, all the practicing we did, calling on Skype and recording and, yeah, it sounds good. No, it sounds crappy. Let's try this. So, I mean, that was fun. And then the episode itself was fun because there are movies like The Fourth Kind with Mila Jovovich, I think is her name. And it's the alien one where she is a psychologist or psychiatrist in Alaska, Nome, Alaska, I think it is.
Yeah.
And she's getting these patients that are having these recurring nightmares that they're being abducted, but come to find they actually had been abducted and now they're having all kinds of issues that follow. And it was a neat movie, supposed to be based on a true story or true events, I think is what the way they word it so that it's not like, this crap is real.
So they can glam it up some.
Exactly. Put the Hollywood touch on it.
Right.
So that was the premise, what it was based off of, and how much digging could we do for the episode to find out how true it is, how much of a belief system there is in the aliens being tied to these disappearances. So a lot of legitimate reasons why there are disappearances. It's cold as F out there.
Yeah, and it's rugged terrain.
Yes, a lot of snow, people hiking. I mean
drunk and wilderness. Mm-hmm. And I mean, a lot of times that's going to lead to disappearances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and even if you're not drunk, you just get disoriented, you're tired, or, you know, things. The trees look the same. I mean,
right.
It happens to me driving around here. I'm like, that palm tree looks like the last 15 that I saw.
I spy with my little eye.
Mm-hmm.
A tree.
Yeah. So it's, you know, that tree looks familiar. So it was a really fun episode to do. I enjoyed researching and finding all these stories about disappearances. It was just a lot of fun. And the guys made it a lot of fun. And
the guys were great.
And when that was over, oh my God, I took such a deep breath, let out the biggest deep breath. I was like, oh my God, I can breathe now. And I think after that, we went to a fantasy football draft.
Yeah, I think we did.
Mm-hmm. And so, more background. Marie's boyfriend came over to my house that day because that's where we were recording. And
oh my God, was it that day?
It was that day. And that's the day that he met Huey for the first time.
Oh, and baby Huey.
Her boyfriend is so super sweet. And there isn't a dog that doesn't love him, except mine.
Well, I think
Huey was not feeling him.
I think we determined this was because Huey was protecting me. Did I walk in first and then he saw?
No, you were already at the house.
Okay, that was it. And Matt came in and he's like, oh, no, you can't have her?
Mm-hmm. Or he came to pick Sean up or...
Yeah, something.
I don't remember, but Huey was not feeling him at all. And Matt was hurt. He's like, all the dogs like me. What did I do? Yeah. I was like, oh, it's not you. If, you know, the clouds move too fast, he's pissed off.
He's a good puppy.
He is a good boy. He's a sweet boy.
I need to go see him.
You do. My little boy is delicious. And in the last episode, the one that I recorded with my cousin, he was in the room with us. And a few times you can hear him stand up and shake out. And I'm like, please lie down. Just stop that. Just stop.
Well, I mean, it's like my daughter's cat coming up in here, mm-hmm, and announcing himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In part one, he was very present.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And today he's like, you again. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go take a nap in this other room.
He had things to say. So fast forward, we're jumping to episode 11 of season one, which was For the Sake of Self-Care. And I mean, this is still, listen, you guys, if we all would practice what we preach, Jesus H. Christ, this world
I might have
would
to go
awesome.
Back and listen to that episode. I probably need to hear that.
I need to hear it every day because I don't even remember when I last meditated. I told Marie that what I do on occasion now when I think of it is I'll light an incense while I'm getting ready, like, you know, hair, makeup, whatever, to go to work. But it's been a long time since I've saged my space.
Well, we saged today.
We did. Oh my God. So when we get together to do Reiki or record, we protect our space, we sage it, we sage each other, and we haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah. And so, yeah, today I saged this room and mm-hmm. we saged each other before we came in.
Mm-hmm. Because right now I am the traveling podcaster. So I'm coming to Marie. I was with my cousin in her house. I might be on a street corner. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen next. So that's why the sound it's been off, and it's hard to fix that sometimes because, you know, every room is different. The shape is different.
Right.
The stuff in it is different. And the episode that I recorded with my cousin about the nightmares was one of those where there was a lot of echo and it was so frustrating. I'm like, what the heck? So if you guys are wondering why the episodes are sounding a little different lately, that's why, because we're moving around a lot. But in any event, so when I got to Marie's today to record the episode, I was super excited when she said, yeah, I smudged the room. Let's go outside and smudge. Oh my gosh. And I gotta say, I was prepared to feel demons just come off my being because it's been a freaking while. And I really did. Like, I got here and I was tired. It's the end of the day. Like, we worked all day. Right. It's, you know, middle of the week. So we have crap going on. We're not just sitting all day like drinking wine and then decide to start recording. Like, that's not how it works.
I wish.
I know. I wish too. And we have.
The podcast might turn out a lot different.
You know what? Let's do it one day. Let's just drink and record. So it is officially spring break and we live in Destin, Florida. So if you guys don't know what Destin is, look it up. It is a big tourist place because the beaches are so freaking beautiful. And it's just nice here.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I love it here.
It's so beautiful. So people come from everywhere and it gets jam-packed from spring break all the way through Labor Day. Oh my God. So when I left work, I had to go pick up the recording equipment, check on my dragons, and then come to Marie's. And traffic this week is just really, it's getting bad. You know what, surprisingly though, today I didn't have any road rage.
No?
I didn't. I was listening to some episodes of the show, just getting reacquainted, and I was good. I was like, fine, just cut me off.
I will say the podcasts, listening to them mm-hmm. during the commute mm-hmm. is very helpful.
Yes.
For the road rage.
Yeah, because you know what? I felt calm. I was
good. Well, because you're laughing.
Yeah, I was good. I was like, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I don't mind stopping mm-hmm. at this mm-hmm. at the stoplight and having to sit through two iterations of it because yeah. I'm listening to this podcast. Yeah. And
thank you, ma'am, for cutting me off. I appreciate you. Yeah. It was good. So I don't know where I was going with this anyway. Oh, the self-care. Oh, so I get to Marie's. And she's like, oh, I smudged the room. Let's smudge. And so, you guys, because it's been a while since I've meditated, since I've smudged, since I have, like, rung a freaking bell, like, I haven't done anything really to take care of myself. That felt amazing.
Awesome.
My energy level went up immediately. I could feel it. As soon as that smoke hit me, I felt it. Could it all be in my mind? Hell yeah. But I don't care. I felt so good. And my vibration rose so quickly. I mean, I felt a little high. A little high.
That's awesome.
I don't think that was sage. I think it was something else. But it did feel really good. And it felt good to do a little something just for me that takes care of me.
Right.
So you smudged me. I smudged you. We came in feeling happy. Started recording. All is good. But the self-care, I mean, for the sake of self-care, it was a good episode because it's super informative. And it's just a reminder because we have done the psychic attack. We've done the self-care. We've done the self-protection. And they all go hand in hand. They all do. So am I feeling crappy because I'm being psychically attacked? No, that's not necessarily what that means. It could very well just mean that I am doing a crap job at taking care of myself. That's it.
Yeah, and I'm not taking care of myself as mm-hmm. well as I should either because yeah. I've been studying for this test and it's stressful mm-hmm. and you know, all the stresses that go with life. I know everybody has it, you know, commutes, work, you know, life in general.
Exactly.
And yes, definitely I myself need to re-listen
yeah.
to that episode. And take my own damn advice.
Agreed. We all, I think there's always room for improvement. And I just, you know, life is just hectic. And I've said this, I don't know how many times, just, you know, that first trip to Houston, ever since then, I feel like I've been just joggled like all over the place.
You have been.
Mm-hmm. I've been all over the place. And I was just chatting with a friend to the show. We were sending messages back and forth, and this particular friend asked if I could connect with some of their loved ones. And, you know, I said, yeah, absolutely, I would love to. And it had been a few days, and they said, I'm really surprised that, you know, they haven't communicated with you, and they're, you know, pretty vocal, I guess, in life, or pretty vocal. And, you know, and he had asked for them to send me a message. And I said, listen, you know, my preferred method of communication is via meditation. So if I'm not meditating, that's not to say that
communication channel has been shut down for a while.
It's been shut down. So I can, and I have communicated with people's loved ones and other beings cold. I have done it. I can do it. It's not my preferred method. Meditation is my go-to because it's where I'm grounded. I feel super energized. I feel protected. I completely trust the information I'm getting and who I'm getting it from. It's just like my safe haven. So I know that in meditation, it's just, I don't even know. It's like my safe cave.
Well, you've set up your space.
Mm-hmm.
And you've protected yourself.
Mm-hmm. I call in all the highest everybody and that I can.
You're in control.
Mm-hmm. So when I do it cold, I can do it. I just don't like to do it because I don't trust the environment as much. I don't trust the information as much. And then I don't feel as confident and connected, if it's that makes sense.
It's off the cuff.
Mm-hmm. It is off the cuff. So, you know, the meditation just does something for me. So I did, you know, I responded and let our friend know, you know, what my preferred method is. And I said, look, I really need to get back into meditation, not just for you, but definitely for me. I need to get back and align and heal and then, you know, start communicating with your loved ones and other people's loved ones, because everybody wants to hear from their loved ones or, you know, from their guides or angels or whomever, wherever the message is coming from. So I really, it's been on my to-do list forever. So I need to get it together.
So let me ask you, what's stopping you?
I don't make time. That's it. It is that simple. It's like anything else. You know, we could make 100 excuses. And in the end, I make time to edit the show. I make time to do stuff I got to do for work. I make time to meal prep. So it's, you know, I don't make time.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
I get it.
That's what it is. So there are 500 things on my list, my to-do list, and it's things from major priority to like zero priority, and meditation and self-care is always on there. And I just clip them off. I'm like, maybe tomorrow. So yeah, definitely need to practice what I preach. So my friend to the show, I promise you, I am going to make every effort to get my crap together. Number one for me, number two for all of you guys, because, you know, this friend to the show is definitely not the only person that has asked. And there are, you know, people that we know or in our lives that also ask, and other people that, you know, the list goes on and on. So not just for that, but, you know, that's secondary. First, I need to be in a good place. I haven't done a reading in a long time because of that, because I haven't been meditating. I don't feel grounded. I don't feel so, you know, it would be like a crazy unhealthy doctor coming to you and saying, you're unhealthy. You got to get well. And you're like, what are you talking about? Pot kettle.
Yeah. The obese doctor who smokes.
Right. Right. So, you know, that's always what I think about. I'm like, I have to practice what I preach. So I cannot come to you guys in an unhealthy place and, you know, try to connect with people that you love. I mean, I can do it. I just don't feel comfortable doing it. So if you've asked for a reading, that is likely why I haven't communicated with anybody that you love, because I haven't even tried, because I haven't even meditated. So self-care, yes, I got to get on it. So it is the little things, because I'll tell you, when I light an incense stick when I'm getting ready in the morning, which, like I said, it's rare, but when I do it, I feel so good. I feel really good. So I need to get it together like the rest of us. So then we have another fun episode, which they're all fun. I can't even lie. They're all a lot of fun. I would re-record all of these with you.
Aww.
Every one of them.
So would I.
We just have so much fun. So episode 12 was Everything's Coming Up Aura.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
This was a fun one too. And so when we did part one of this episode that we're doing right now, I mentioned that way early on you talked about not being able to see auras, and you said, yeah, I still am not very good at it because I don't really try. And so, you know, again, there we are where we're like, no, we don't make time. So, you know, the aura is, it's not just for seeing. It's not. It is super telling of what's going on in your world. I can see auras. I don't see them all the time. Most of the time, that's not true. Most of the time when I see them, it's because they just appear. I'm not trying. When I try, I can see them. But usually when I see them, I'm not trying. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It's kind of a, oh, what's it called? I have no words right now. It's
just automatic when it shows up.
No, I was going to say, like, you know, that process is just, it's just dumb. Anyway, I don't know. I can't find the word, what I'm thinking I want to say. But that aside, so what I mean by that is when I am like having a conversation with somebody and it's not even like a one-on-one. It's like, you know, I've seen it when I'm in a group of people and I don't know, I can't say what it is. The aura to me is not like a spirit where spirit's like, I choose to be seen, because I believe that beings in other planes choose how they come across.
I agree with that.
Yeah. So the aura is not that way. So I don't think that it's like, oh, I'm going to show her.
No, I mean, the aura is your, your surroundings, the energy that you are giving off.
Right. It's your energy field.
And I mean, and maybe some folks, you know, their aura, you know, they just put off more energy than others.
Or subconsciously on some level, they are feeling extra happy or extra whatever and free to show it without knowing it. Because I don't ever walk around thinking, I'm going to show that guy my aura. I mean, I'm sure he'd love to see it, but.
You dirty girl.
I know. So I can't say what it is. I can't say, you know, the one thing that is constant is me. So maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm in an uber relaxed state and then, you know, oh, suddenly there's an aura. I don't know what it is. I'm usually in a chill and really good mood when I see someone's aura.
Maybe you're letting yourself be open to see it.
Right. That's what I mean.
At that, like, moment in time.
Yeah. So I'm the one constant there. So it must be me. It's not my friends. They don't even know what an aura is. So it's got to be me. So anyway, that was a cool episode to do because we did learn a lot of stuff. We have broached the subject in our Reiki teachings, but we haven't gone full, like, deep dive, just like we do on the show. We don't deep dive anything. We kind of cover the basics with the intention of coming back at a later date and doing another episode and diving a little bit deeper. Because hopefully by then you guys have more questions and we have more time and experience so that we can answer them better. So, you know, but the aura, it was a cool one because, you know, it's one of those things where everyone has the ability to communicate with spirit. Everyone has the ability to see auras. Everyone has the ability to be a Reiki master. Like, we all, do you know, see where I'm going? Like, we all have it in us.
Right.
We just have to exercise those muscles. Like, right. Speaking, like, multiple languages.
Being a musician.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, being multilingual.
Right. We can all do it, but we have to practice. So
yeah, practice and study.
Right. So same thing with the aura, you know, seeing the aura, feeling the aura, sensing the aura. You know, my cousin's a good example where she said, you know, I don't remember all the details of the conversation we had, but she was saying that she got it was like a glimpse of her aura, or she actually didn't know what it was. She got it was something that, like, quickly flashed through her mind. And it's like, she said she was, like, surrounded in gray, or it was something like that. And I said, oh, that's your aura. She said, how do you know? I said, because it's the first thing that came to me. And the way I picture it, when you say it, it's the aura. So we talked about how to clear that up. And it's really telling of your mood, of where you are in your world, of where you are in health, it's super telling. And we have so many bodies. So many bodies. So, I mean, it's, I don't know. You got to listen to it. I thought it was a fun episode. And it taught me a lot of stuff that I didn't know. Because I just thought, like, I mean, I didn't just think. I knew the aura was telling of stuff. But it was really cool to go through the colors and, you know, figure out the darker colors. You know, a dark doesn't necessarily mean that you're, you know, depressed and whatever. What does it mean to you? It's like a dream, you know? How are you feeling? Maybe black is happy for you.
It could be. I know some people like that.
You know? Let the animal be your guide.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't this fun to go back? I love that one. That was a good one. So, animal guides. I've talked about the raven. I've talked about, oh gosh, what have I talked about? Elephants. I think I've talked about elephants. Mm-hmm. So there have been animals that have come to me in meditations. And the raven did not. The raven came plain as day.
That came in real life.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Like my waking hours, the raven came. And then there was that spirit, that being that showed up and said she is raven and had a message. And
right. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Right. So animal guides, like the people looking guides, but not. Just kidding. They are, but they're just animal. And they have, you know, animals are, they're so special in their unique way. They all have different strengths, just like us. Just like us. Just because we look the same doesn't mean that we are the same. And we are strong in different areas and we are weak in different areas. And there is animal medicine that is used in, I mean, so many different ways. And Lily has talked about one of her animal guides being a wolf, which she knows to be her dog, Teddy.
Yes, I remember her mentioning that.
That passed away. Yeah. And so, you know, our teacher's another one where hers is actually a familiar, I think is what she calls him.
Yeah.
That's been with her for lifetimes. But these are guides, and they're just like the spirit guides that we have. They're just an animal form, and they offer something unique, and it's a different kind of strength. And if you find out via meditation or however you find out that your animal guide is like a cricket, don't be depressed.
No, crickets have their jobs too.
Yeah, if you're expecting like a wolf and you get ant. Don't be bummed. Like ants have, just like you said, they have a purpose. They have a strength, and you don't know what purpose that's going to serve you. Like what benefit you're going to get from that. You don't know at the time when you find out. You just don't.
No.
And you just, you know, I don't know. My advice is always just be open to it.
Yeah, because I thought my spirit animal would, you know, be, you know, feline or aquatic or, mm-hmm. you know, but no, it was none of those things. Or, you know, or horse, you know, just, you know, favorite animals.
Right.
No, not at all.
Right.
And I mean, so much so I questioned it. And yeah, but through dreams and meditation, they were pretty clear on what my animal was.
Yeah, I think they're really cool. They guide us in life. They support us. They, like I said, they provide a medicine, if you will, with their guidance and their wisdom. And they help us to move forward on our life path, in our life path. I mean, I don't know. It's guidance and protection and love and all the good stuff, just like a guide, just an animal form.
Yeah, because sometimes you just, you need the nudge.
Mm-hmm. You do. You really do. And I have to say, I think the snake is another one of mine. That's shown up a lot in...
And the snake has a lot to do with medicine and healing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is very true. So I need to go back and look through my journals from the Reiki classes. And because I used to be really good about writing down my dreams when I had them, writing down details of meditations that I had. Not so much these days, but you know, we're getting back to that. Oh, goodness. Anyway, so that said, with the animal guides, we are crossing over to Samhain, right?
Oh, yeah.
Episode 14, Let the Other World Begin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. So Samhain, this was an interesting one because you guys know I love Halloween. It is my jam. And we got to a point where we were getting into the solstices and you name it, we were doing it. We were at least considering it. And if someone said leaves are healing, we would have like jumped in a pile. I mean, that's right. Just where we were.
Well, it's so exciting because everything was new and, mm-hmm. and we were trying things and they were working. We were mm-hmm. getting results. We were getting answers. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was, yeah, it's fun. Mm-hmm. It's fun.
It was a lot of fun.
I think now though, we see them, you know, for the tools that they are and we're using them mm-hmm. and applying them to life and moving on with life.
Exactly. Yeah. And we're, like we said in the first part of this show, not the show, this episode, is we all, you know, and I don't think it's a coincidence, we're all in this place right now where everything is really career driven. And it feels like life is going in 100 different directions at 100 miles an hour. And we are not, I want to say hyper-focused, but we're not even focused on Reiki or healing or any of that stuff. But I am super convinced that there is a very good reason for that. And it'll become apparent at some point.
I believe so. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's balance.
Yeah.
You know, we go through a phase in our life where we're focused on our spiritual growth. Mm-hmm. And right now, I mean, I'm focused on intellectual growth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, taking classes and taking tests and, you know, trying to earn certifications for work and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm. So we go back to my favorite season, which is the Halloween season. And we go to Samhain.
Which you missed again. Again this year.
The last, what, three Halloweens? Two
because of Houston.
Two too many.
Right?
Damn it.
And Houston had a great big old Halloween party store.
I know.
Like big cities do.
We had big plans. Damn it. So, Samhain, which if you guys look it up, don't try to look up Samhain. Look up Samhain. Samhain. Because Samhain is not a thing. Samhain, however, is. So if you guys don't know, it comes from the Celtic days. It is a mystical time that marked the end of the first part of the year and the beginning of the dark half. So Halloween, all of that, that's the season where the veil between the worlds is the thinnest. And on Samhain, which is Halloween or Hallow's Eve, it is the absolute thinnest. And that's where beings from the other planes can easily move across into our plane. So I believe I've said before, beings like our loved ones that are on the other side, they've crossed over, however you want to word it, they function and vibrate at a different frequency than we do. They are at a much higher vibration. So to communicate with us, they have to come way down because we just naturally as flesh and bone are not operating at that frequency. So they have to come down to meet us. So on Halloween or Hallow's Eve or Samhain, however you want to say it, the veil is the thinnest. So it's not nearly as hard. That's why there's so much activity.
Right. There's a lot of activity.
Yeah.
And if you sit outside and meditate and, mm-hmm. and I mean, things happen. Things mm-hmm. happen. And that's why you really have to protect yourself.
Yes.
Because you don't know what you're going to come across.
Mm-hmm. Very true. And it's the night, you know, in the Celtic days when the townspeople would, you know, they had big festivals and all kinds of food and activities.
See, that's the part I like. The food.
Right? The food.
Yeah. Food. Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I will sit over here, watch you guys play the games while I stuff my body with cheese.
Right?
Canned cheese. That is Halloween. So it's the night when they did that stuff. The townspeople would come out and they would really like pay homage to their loved ones that have crossed over.
Yeah, their ancestors.
Mm-hmm, the ancestors. And to keep the bad spirits away, they would dress up in scary costumes and masks to frighten them.
So I'm going to dress up like a ghost to scare away the ghost. It makes total sense.
Yes, of course it does. Of course it does. So we had some fun stories in that one. Like, we end up doing stories in most of our episodes. You know, the ones that are not about self-care. We have a lot of fun stories in those. And that one was no exception. We had some cool stuff from, you know, days of yore. I don't know what time period that was. I mean, I know it's the Celtic days. So we had a lot of fun stuff. A lot of fun doing that one. A lot of fun researching it because, like I said, it's my favorite holiday. And then Halloween is the kickoff for Thanksgiving, which is food.
Food.
Mm-hmm. And Christmas, more food.
Food. And right? presents.
And presents. So, I mean, how do you go wrong? And then it loops back to New Year's, which New Year's Eve, party, food, right. booze.
Food. Yeah. Ham.
So you see where we're going. Oh, yeah. You see where we're going.
Yeah. Now, we may have slowed down on meditation, but we have not slowed down on food.
No, not at all. Okay, so the next four episodes, here's a little background, a little behind the scenes for you guys. We recorded these in one night.
Are you talking that night in yes. Houston?
No, not in Houston. So we, actually no, it was three of these, I guess. Must have been three of these because we did record in Houston one time.
Right.
Okay, so out of the next four episodes, three of them we recorded in one night. And all three have two parts because they were long. Wow.
We were on a marathon, weren't we?
We were on a marathon. So we got started on a Saturday night at 6 p.m. And we didn't finish recording until 1. I think it was close to 1.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. So the way it worked out is we found out about Houston. Marie was leaving first on Monday morning. And then I was following a few days later. And so we got in a bunch of episodes, or as much as we could. So we got three in, all three two-parters. Because they were long. We had a lot to say about each one of them. But oh my God, we had so much fun. We laughed our butts off. I think we stopped and went and got something to eat.
You're probably pretty punchy too.
Oh yes, very punchy. So to kick off, the marathon night we had was Mirror, Mirror on the Wall. Do you remember that one?
Oh gosh.
Oh my gosh. So this episode, we talked about the fun topic of a mirror. And not just any mirror, a haunted mirror. And how, so there are a lot of beliefs, different cultural beliefs about mirrors. I will tell you right now, I don't have any mirrors in my bedroom because they creep me out. And if I were to have one, I would cover it up because, you know, to me and in my teachings and in things I've learned along the way, they can very much be portals.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We've learned that the more we delve into
yes.
into things we have learned that yes. and how to protect ourselves and, mm-hmm. and whatnot.
And I want to say, I know I have this memory, but I think I've said it in an episode or maybe more than one. I have been in meditation and I have seen, like, the room I used to meditate in had a mirror, maybe two.
Yeah.
And I have seen, like, things come out of the mirror and I'm like, back you go. And that's even like after protecting my space. And so you just have to know that you have to stay vigilant. You have to stay on top of stuff. Just because we protect our space doesn't mean that things can't sneak in, because they can. We just are not leaving the door wide open. This might be like, oh, we need some foam filler at the bottom. There's a little crack at the bottom.
Right. I mean, you're not putting yourself in a metal crate.
Right.
You're protecting your spaces as best you can.
Exactly.
And it may be a, you know, the equivalent of a thin sheet, you know, versus, you know, mm-hmm. a safety deposit box, you know, right. or safe, a gun safe versus right. a thin sheet, I guess is what I'm trying to compare it to.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is not to discourage you guys. Please make sure you're protecting yourselves for sure, because it does help. It helps a lot. Every now and then, there's a little something that gets in, and it could be, it's happened to us during Reiki, and our space is super protected when we're doing that, because we are very aware that all along the way, we will have one person on the table that is completely vulnerable. They are, you know, your chakras are open, you're facing up, it's all kinds of stuff going on. It's your energy as the practitioner, good Lord. It's your energy as the person laying on the table, receiving the Reiki session, and it's all kinds of energy flowing. And we've had plenty of nights where we had a little something not so positive pop in on us, and it was Witches of Eastwick to get rid of that crap on the triple. We're like, no. And all of us. And it was, you know, Lily can sense it. She doesn't see it. She doesn't hear it because she doesn't want to. She has chosen. So she can sense it. Marie can. You can also sense it.
I sense it. Know it.
Mm-hmm. And then I can see it and I can feel it and I can.
Yeah.
So we all were each a combination of each other. And, you know, all this to say, make sure you're protected. Like, don't let this discourage you and say, well, what's the point? Because there's definitely a point.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when you feel it and, I mean, physically feel, you know, a touch or get sick or woozy or dizzy or whatever.
For sure. For sure. So back to the topic at hand, the mirrors. So we do this two-part episode on the mirrors. We definitely get punchy through the night as the night goes on. But we had some creeper stories in this one. We talk about the different cultural beliefs, such as there are cultures that believe when someone passes away, you cover all the mirrors in the home. Mirrors can be portals. What are some of the other ones?
Did we talk about scrying?
Yes. You talked about attempting to scry and it kind of freaked you out, so you stopped.
Yeah, I received, you know, a message to attempt it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our teacher was, you know, definitely do not. I think she, you know, probably told us that later, but and I tried it and did not feel good about it. Nothing happened. And I was like, okay, screw this. I'm done. Mm-hmm. And I haven't tried it since, and I'm probably not going to. I mean, just because, like you said, it's a portal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to see mirror on the wall.
And there are some cultures that believe that mirrors can steal your soul.
Yeah, I kind of don't want to lose that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a little attached to my soul.
Yeah, I like mine.
It's black, but it's mine. So that was a really fun one. We had some good stories on there about people buying mirrors, you know, at estate sales or
used mirrors.
Yeah, new, which I don't do that anyway. I don't go to estate sales. I don't, because I am too much of a chicken. I'm like, no, I don't need attachments and crap in my house. Not even a little bit.
No.
Now, I know there are things you can do. Put it in the sun, let the sun kill off whatever's attached to it. You can sage it, you can salt it, you can, you know, dance around it in the rain. But no, I have better things to do, like binge watch Umbrella Academy on Netflix. No, thank you. No, thank you. Okay, so next up, this is another fave of mine, which I keep saying that they're all favorites of mine. Episode 17 and I believe 18, which is cursed movies.
Oh, gosh, that was so creepy.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. So we did Poltergeist. We did Exorcist. We did, I want to say The Conjuring. We did, The Omen. I mean, we covered quite a few movies in these two episodes, and that was also a lot of fun. Poltergeist, the very first one, the original one, is one of my favorite scary-ish movies.
That's the one with the skeletons in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, that still creeps me out.
Where they used actual skeletons
because it was cheaper than fakes.
Which, how is that even a thing?
Oh my gosh.
Maybe then, like back in the day, it used to be cheaper. Because I feel like now you can go to like the, you know, the Halloween store or Amazon and get bulk skeletons.
Well, they wanted it authentic. For the movie, you know, they had to look.
Who can tell? They were like muddy. They were in the So the skeletons come out of the pool, and I think that's the scene they used them in, is they come out of the pool.
Yes.
They also use them, it had to be more scenes than that, because they also use them in the second Poltergeist, because they just didn't learn in the first one.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so all the stuff that came from that, the deaths, like Dominic Dunn, I think is her name, she was the oldest daughter in the movie, and in real life, her ex-boyfriend murdered her. I think they had broken up at the time. And Carol Ann, who's the star of the movie, she's the youngest child in the family, and she is the one that the spirits are attracted to, and she passed away in real life. And what else? The shaman, I think he was a shaman in the second one, he passed away. It was different things, and it wasn't
too many real life deaths and injuries to call it
across the board.
A coincidence. It's just too crazy.
Yeah,
too
crazy. It was all of the
not
movies.
Normal,
right? The Omen, like that, and Exorcist, and but so much fun to research all that and record it. So much fun. And I don't know if by the time we did this episode, we had already had dinner, or I don't even know. I have no idea, but so much fun. I do remember us being crazy punchy and just laughing at everything. Because why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't
we? If you can't laugh through it, then why do it?
Right.
Why do it?
Oh, Rosemary's Baby. That was another one we did.
Oh, my God.
If you guys haven't heard it, you haven't listened, please go listen to it, because it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
I liked it.
Okay, so then we move on to what I think is the last episode we recorded that night, which is It's Ghostly, also a part one and two, because it was so long. And on this one, we went with, I think we just told ghost stories on this one.
I think, yeah.
And we talked about Ouija boards and loved ones coming back from the grave beyond to deliver messages, and it was just all kinds of ghost stories, because let's face it, between the two of us, who is going to come up with this crazy idea and be like, oh, let's just do a bunch of ghost stories? It's me. Let's call a spade a spade. It's me. So I'm like, I present this to Marie and she says, well, what do you want to talk about? I'm like, ghost stories. And she's like, well, what specifically? And I said, ghost stories. So
there's so many different types of ghost stories.
We didn't have a focus. We just went in hard and told ghost stories. So that was a lot of fun.
Like, give me a category of ghosts.
I can't do it. I can't do it. So that was a lot of fun. And the whole night overall was a lot of fun, because we had this big project ahead of us that we did not know anything really about. We didn't know what to expect. We didn't know what...
We had no
we were
clue.
Just innocent babies. Innocent little babies. So I had the three episodes under my belt, long episodes. So that's why they became parts one and two, because they just would have gone on and on forever. So they were a lot of fun, like all of them. And then, you know, to wrap up season one, we had Houston Haunts, also part one and two.
We had so many hopes.
We did. We had a
for Houston. We were going to see all these cool haunted Houston places.
Oh my God, we were. The hotels and the...
Oh man.
There was the Coffin Museum.
Oh God.
Do you remember we talked about that one? There was all kinds of stuff. Houston has a lot of really cool stuff, and we did a lot of research in preparation for the show and in preparation to travel there, because we were convinced that we were going to go do an investigation. We wanted to do a ghost tour. We wanted to actually see the sites like NASA. And we never got to do any of that stuff. Well, you did NASA.
Yeah, I got to go see NASA.
Yeah. So Marie's daughter went to Houston for Thanksgiving.
Yep. Thanksgiving Day we went.
Yeah. So she was there for a couple of days, and Marie was smart and took some time off, and they went and did that. And in the two times that I've been to Houston for work, both very long extended periods of time, I have not been to NASA. Dang it. It's on my list. It is on my list.
It's cool. It's an awesome place.
I have no doubt.
Yeah, the Johnson Space Center.
Yeah, everyone that goes.
It was cool.
Is raving about it. And I am the dummy sitting on the sideline at work. And I'm like, I can't go. But I will. I'm going to make a point.
It's priorities, like we just talked about. It's priorities and making the time.
Yes, because there will definitely be another Houston trip in our future. It's coming. We know it. It is coming.
It's all in how you handle it.
Yep. Yep. So that said, we did have these high hopes. We did all this research on places we wanted to go to. So we did the episode on all of these places that we were going to go to. I'm not scratching them off the list.
No.
At some point.
It's still a possibility.
Yeah. And even if, you know, so the first time we went to Houston, Marie and I were both there. The second time, Marie was not there. She was there in spirit.
Well, I did a lot of work remotely.
Yeah. So we had a team that was physically there, and then we had a team that was remote that stayed in Florida and did a lot of work. So we worked together to make the project a success. So the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, 100th time that we go to Houston, if you're not there, I'm going to go and I am going to have you on Skype and we are going to investigate the crap out of these places together.
Oh, no. If you actually make the time to go and I'm not there, mm-hmm. I am flying my happy ass out to see you. I'm not going to let you go around all the Houston haunts without me.
And get ghosted. Pop the trunk.
We'll get the REM pod.
I know.
And we will do Houston upright. Yes. I may have to sleep on your couch.
I'm good with that.
But we'll do Houston. Yes. You are not going to do Houston without me.
I'm so excited. See, I guilted her, guys. I guilted her.
Guilt my ass. We're going to go have fun.
Yeah, so it's still on the list. Definitely on the list. And Houston is a cool place. We didn't get to see very much of it, but I mean, we've talked about it. The people are so super nice. The food is amazing.
The people of Houston mm-hmm. are amazing.
Yes, there will always, like, for the rest of my lifetimes, there will be a special place in my world for Houston.
Oh, definitely.
No matter, like, how much I aged, because I feel like every time I go to Houston, I age easily like 5 years. Easily. But no matter how much I age, no matter how exhausted I am, no matter how many hours I've worked, I still see like the gift that it is. It's such a gift.
Oh, yeah. Houston is mm-hmm. awesome.
Love Houston. Love you, Houston friends. We love you. Yeah, you guys, that is, oh my gosh. Yeah, I was bummed we couldn't hit any of the spots on our Houston haunts list. But we will. We'll get there. And until we get there, we have other places we can go locally that I got to check out for us so that we could go get our haunt on.
Yeah, we need to do it before the weather gets warm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good point. Because it's already warming up.
Yeah, we're in a weird phase right now where we get all four seasons in a single week.
Yes, sometimes in a damn day. So this morning, you guys, it was super chilly. When I went to work out, I stepped out the door. I was like, are you freaking kidding me right now? So I wore a sweater to work, not a like heavy sweater, just, you know, sweater with a t-shirt under. And by like early afternoon, I was like, why am I wearing a sweater? It's a little warm outside. It wasn't like crazy hot and it's not humid yet, but the humidity has been like touching down.
Yeah, it's off and on.
Yeah, so I'm not looking forward to
it. But that's the beauty of living in Florida.
Yeah, blah, whatever, Florida.
I love it here.
Whatever, Florida.
I love it here.
I would love it more if I could have my San Diego weather.
Okay, that's just that they just I have am, like the perfect weather. Yes,
and I, as much as I write to the governor, nothing changes. Nothing. It's sad. My hair looks sad. There are 6 months in the year when I can't straighten my hair in Florida because what is the point?
There's no use. Mm-hmm. There's no use. It will just instantly frizz out the minute you walk outside.
I see girls with pretty, you know, long straight hair and I'm so envious. I'm like, how did you do it? Were you born that way? What a gift.
So that could be one of the reasons why we like Houston, because the humidity is lower and you can actually do your hair and have it stay that way for the day.
Yeah, it's lower-ish. Like, it's not as bad as it is here, but it's still not great.
No. Yeah. Is there humidity in Houston? Yes.
For sure.
It is not like where we live.
Yeah. And I will tell you, as much as I hydrate my hair, because that's what my hair needs is hydration, it still frizzes the F out when there is like a lick of water in the air. Like, it is, oh my God. I'm like, hair, stop it. I spent an hour on you.
And you go all Rosanna Dana.
I go something like electrified. It's horrible. So anyway, guys, that is our episode. That is part two of the throwback. And I said it at the beginning of the episode. I think I said it in part one. Season one was so much fun. And, you know, unfortunately, we had to take that long extended break that we had never intended to take. But it happened. You know, crap happens. And then we had to take a second break when I went back to Houston because, you know, even with equipment sitting in my hotel room, there was no damn time to call you and record any episodes. And that was our plan from the beginning. I'm like, no, I'll call you. We'll Skype. We'll do it. We'll do it. No, no way in hell. So we had to take the two long extended breaks. That was a bummer. But you know what? Like, it just, it makes me come back feeling more motivated and energized and ready to get more episodes out and to connect with you guys more. And, you know, it takes time to reconnect and to get back on social media and to...
Well, I think it makes us appreciate the time that we have.
It does. It definitely does. And then I, you know, I feel so bad when I start responding to messages and, you know, there are messages that are months old because I just didn't have the time to even look at them. So, you know, but then, you know, the flip side of that is that I love connecting with you guys no matter when it is. So I will apologize profusely and say, I'm sorry. I just saw this. But, you know, I will definitely get back to you. Just know that in this lifetime or the next.
Before the next Houston trip.
I know. Before the next Houston trip.
Because
fingers crossed.
The reward for good work is more work.
Yes.
So we're going to be asked back.
Yeah, definitely more work.
Because I didn't realize year two was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But not only did the agency we were doing work for, not only did they mm-hmm. bring us back, they shut down all of their other shops mm-hmm. and made us the primary.
Yeah.
Which blows my mind. But,
raise the roof.
You know, mm-hmm. like I said,
we do good work. Guys.
Good work equals more work. And yeah. So Houston's going to be a yearly thing.
Yep. It definitely will be.
So we need to figure this out.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll figure it out. Off the air.
Yes.
So you guys, I have had so much fun, like I said before, and I'll say it again. It is such an honor to be on this show, to do this, to create this, to put it out there for you guys, to connect with you, answer your questions. And it's not always questions. It's just responding when you guys say hi. Like, it means so much to us that you guys tune in, all, you know, the ones of yous out there. It really does mean the world to us. And when I get the notifications that you guys are messaging me, it makes me super happy. One of these episodes, we will live tweet so we can connect with you guys on the spot and,
oh my God, that will be fun.
Answer questions. And if you guys have any ideas, any topics that you want us to cover, any questions that you have, stories of your own, no matter what it is, send them our way. We will work them into an episode. If you want to do an episode with us, let us know. If there's something that is like you have a burning question or a topic that you really, really want to help us cover, let us know. We will work it out and see if we can collab and do a show together. I would love that.
Definitely.
I love our friends to the show. I mean, you guys could be doing something else besides listening to us. I don't know what that is. Binge watching The Umbrella Academy for all I know. But yeah, this has been a lot of fun. And, you know, we're in season two now. When we're done with season two, at some point we'll do, you know, a throwback to season two and talk about all the fun stuff that we did and that we covered and that we learned. And, you know, if you guys have your own things that you want to send our way, send them our way. I mean, even for season one, whatevs. We love it all. So with that, you guys, that is our episode. Don't forget that you can connect with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Carrier Pigeon, Smoke Signal, you know, whatever. We love you guys. We really do appreciate you. We appreciate everything about you guys. We love you so much, Joanne. Yeah.
Love your show, babe.
We love you. Okay, so next week, same bat time, same bat channel. Good night, you guys.
Good night.